Hello, everyone. Welcome to comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast, A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. As you might notice, if you are a previous listener or watcher of the show, I'm alone on this couch, though we still have Christian Hofford to the side. Jim Viscardi has abandoned us. Hofford, how do you feel?
Relieved, mostly. It means I can finally bear my true feelings for things like Graveler, Lieutenant Surge.
Yes.
Basically, this episode of the podcast is going to have 100% less terrible opinions than usual.
Wow. Okay. So just to quickly catch everyone up, Jim Viscardi is one of our co-hosts here at this show. He is currently not here. He is on a super secret special trip to Los Angeles, I believe. So it's just me and Hoffer here today. So basically, yep, we're here to talk to you about some really important things. We break this show down into three sections, as I would like to put it. We begin with doing a news breakdown of all the Pokemon things you could want to know. Merchandise, mobile games, the anime, video games, Sword and Shield, obviously. You know, then we take a quick break, come back with a really in-depth focus. This week it will be on Ash Ketchum winning a regional Pokemon League. And then the fan favorite part, as Christian Hofford always comes in and succeeds every week, giving us a Poke Fact of the Week that will surely leave us traumatized, won't it?
Yep, this one's another dark one.
All right, well, with that, let's take a quick break and we'll be back in a second.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we have a lot of news to talk about this week, Hoffer, which is great because it's just the two of us. You know, great opinions. There's going to be no talk of Geodude this week.
Yeah, not a single ounce. This is the all Bulbasaur, all Vaporeon episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. Of course, you know, we have other things to talk about. I was a little bit worried going into this weekend, is there going to be a lot of Pokemon news? And then, everything happened.
Well, I mean, the first thing we got to talk about is about an hour before we got in here to record, we got a brand new Pokemon reveal for Pokemon Sword and Shield, but less Shield than we expect, Hoffer, is that right?
Yeah. So the new Pokemon is the long-awaited evolution of Farfetch'd. His name is Sirfetch'd. He is basically a knightly Pokemon. He runs around with a shield made of leek leaves and a big lance, which is also made of leek. However, he's exclusive to Pokemon Sword, which a lot of people were shocked by. I mean, Farfetch'd has always been a popular Pokemon. People have wanted to see him have more of an impact on the games, which it appears they will. But he's only going to be for Pokemon Sword, which is nuts.
That's so weird. Especially because, I mean, a lot of people focus on Farfetch'd for reasons we will go over later. But, of all the Generation 1 characters, so many of them, or almost all of them, have gone either pre-evolutions or mega-evolutions or just straight-up evolutions or, connected evolutions. You know, we've waited for Farfetch'd. They've been teasing this evolution, this surprise evolution with, a glitch on the website for a week now, which is smart. So they got everyone so excited and, so hyped. And then they were like, but only half of you get it.
Yeah. And so that leads a lot of people to think that either Farfetch'd will get an alternative evolution, which I personally think is unlikely. If that would have been the case, we would have found out about it today. Mm-hmm. But more likely is that another Pokemon will get some sort of exclusive Galar evolution in Pokemon Shield.
Who are you hoping it is?
I honestly don't know. You know, because a lot of the Pokemon, I wouldn't mind seeing, Pinsir get something. You know, he's got a Mega Evolution, of course, but, you know, that would be kind of interesting. I'm trying to think of some other Pokemon that could like fill that gap. Tauros would be another good one. Mm-hmm. I honestly maybe like Mr. Mime, like just wearing I don't know, like
Victorian headgear or something, like Mr. Mime with those giant white wigs. I mean, I'm down for it.
I really feel like they missed their chance with Mr. Mime back when, you know, Pokemon X and Y came out. Really, true. We should have had a Mr. Mime with like a beret like holding a big French baguette. So I feel like they missed their opportunity. But, you know, the Galar region is probably just across the Galarian channel from Kalos. So,
I mean,
you know,
there's some cross pollination there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to ask you, with Sirfetch'd, what's his type again? It's not.
He's a fighting type.
It's just fighting, right?
Yeah. Well, he's a chunky boy. Like, you know, he weighs 257 pounds and he's only 2'7". So he is the size of a, like, toddler that weighs 257 pounds. I mean, that is a beefy Pokemon.
Is he just muscle?
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, otherwise, he would make for the most delicious meal ever. Just 250 pounds of duck.
Dang. I feel like it would be kind of tough, though. If he's just muscle, I'm not sure I'd want that.
Yeah. I think that's, like, you know, the point is that, you know, he has basically evolved into just a protector of the weak and innocent. And he's, like, a super noble Pokemon, too. The thing that cracked me up about it was, like, in the official description, they're like, yeah, like, the Galar region loves Sirfetch'd because he's so noble. So, like, he's the subject of all these, like, paintings and portraits and stuff. And it's just like, yes, Sirfetch'd, the knightly standard which we all aspire.
I felt so bad. I tweeted this after the announcement went out. Like, as I've never, like, Farfetch'd is fine for me. Like, it's just a Pokemon. I love the Pokemon in the anime because he's just, like, the most obnoxious creature, and I'm like, that is me. But as soon as this, like, Sirfetch'd was, like, confirmed, I immediately started creating memes of, like, mean girls from when, like, Regina was like, stop trying to make Fetch happen. It's never gonna happen. I just immediately started, like, transposing, like, the face of Sirfetch'd onto, like, Regina George's face. And now I'm just desperate for, like, is Mean Girls canon in the Pokemon universe?
Oh, 100% is. I mean, absolutely. I was just thinking, like, people, this is a return to form for Pokemon Sword and Shield. You know, they've had basically, like, a meme-tacular, like, set of Pokemon announced lately. Mm-hmm. And, like, the internet has returned to being obsessed with it. Like, I saw all these people sticking, like, Naruto eyes onto, like, the Rasengan and... Uh-huh. I forget. It's been a little while since I've watched Naruto, but I've seen people sticking, like, the different eyes and, like, the different pupils on Sirfetch'd as it, like, zooms into his face, just because he's got, like, this, like, kind of, like, smug look, you know, which mm-hmm. I think is supposed to be more like I am here to save the day mm-hmm. because he's a knight. He is a big, beefy night bird of a Pokemon, and we love him so much.
So the real question is, who would win in a fight, Sirfetch'd or Corviknight?
It would be Corviknight. You know, here's the thing. Corviknight is a flying type Pokemon, and flying type Pokemon have the advantage over fighting types. And so, you know, by sacrificing his ability to fly, he cannot, you know, protect himself from an attack from above.
Dang.
You know, like, and also, like, lances are hard, like, you know, to, like, stab upwards. You're not really supposed to do that. You're supposed to charge straight forward. Mm-hmm. And his big attack leaves him vulnerable, too. Like, he's got this new move called, I think it's called Meteor Impact. Mm-hmm. And basically, he just, like, rushes at somebody with his lance, causes them to explode as he, like, rushes by.
Yes.
And then, like, stands there for a while. Perfect. So, like, my head cannon is that because when you use that move, he can't take a move afterwards. It's kind of like the opposite of Solar Beam, where, you know, Solar Beam, you have, like Hyper Beam. No, does Hyper Beam do that?
Have the charging round?
But not a charging round, but, like, a post, like, I can't do anything afterwards.
I don't think it does.
was about to say, I know there's a few attacks out there that does it, and I just can't remember which ones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my headcanon is that that turn that it takes to recover, he's just standing there looking cool as the waiting for the explosions to happen behind him.
So what you're telling me is, Hoffer, is you cannot wait for Sirfetch to use this move on a Geodude, correct?
Oh my god, yes. I mean, that, like, double explosions, because Geodudes explode anyways.
Yeah.
You know, they have self-destruct. They're already suicidal. Rough,
Hoffer.
Just the gloves are off.
Gloves are off today. Jim Viscardi is going to come back to this podcast and be like gun-ho against Bulbasaur.
The four Geodude fans out there are listening and just share horror. They're like, boy. Jim, where's Jim to protect us?
He ain't here. But
it's a bold new era for a wild podcast has appeared.
That's true. Well, Jim might not be here to protect Geodude, but there are a lot of other Pokemon to talk about today. We have Sirfetch for Pokemon Sword. Sorry, Shield. Mm-hmm. but also Pokemon Go has had a huge release. We get a bunch of awesome Unova, you know, Pokemon that are coming in. Some of them are regional. Mm-hmm. Break it down for me, Hoffer.
So we've got over 40 Pokemon coming in to Pokemon Go, which is a lot. Like, you know, you have to remember that the Gen 5 is actually the largest generation in terms of sheer number of Pokemon. Mm-hmm. There was over 156 Pokemon, I believe, that were put into. So, you know, there's a lot. So they really went out there. They didn't seem to be, like, doing that little drip, drip, drip like they did for the Gen 4 rollout. You know, they put in over 40 Pokemon, a lot of fan favorites. But 8 Pokemon are region exclusive. The 3 Elemental Monkeys, which I don't know anybody who likes the Elemental Monkeys. Just, like, sidebar really quick. Those are the dumbest, stupid Pokemon. I'm sorry. I can't stand them. I think, like, you know, when people say, oh, the Pokemon company has gotten lazy with their Pokemon designs, the ones that actually made me, like, kind of like, man, they're struggling a little bit here, were those 3 monkeys. Just awful. But anyways, they're each exclusive to one of Pokemon Go's 3, like, continental regions. You have North and South America, you have Europe and Africa and the Middle East, and then you have the Asia Pacific region. Mm-hmm. So the Elemental Monkeys and their respective evolutions are each exclusive to one of those 3 regions. Also, Durant and Heatmore, which is the Steel Ant and the Fire Anteater, have been split up by Hemisphere because Heatmore eats Durant, so they can never be together. Geez. Yeah. Yep,
that's,
dark reasons.
That's a sad story.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's the entire reason why it's got the ability to shoot fire out of its nose thing.
Its thing, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Not quite sure. It's snout.
Yeah,
we'll,
like,
call it a snout.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a snout. But yeah, like, it, you know, it basically has a, a torch in its nose, so it can crack through the iron shell of Durant so they can get to the juicy innards. Yeah.
Bold words. I will say this, though. So obviously, I am, of all the Pokemon mobile games, Pogo is my go-to. So obviously, as soon as this was going out, I started looking for Pokemon. I really, at least personally, I haven't experienced really any glitches with the Pokemon. I've seen the occasional glitches with characters, like some, like, graphics issues on, you know, people online talking about it. But, like, they don't look much different to me than just, like, the normal glitches, which happen.
No.
I've been impressed with that, especially given the scale. Like, they just dropped, like, 40 new Pokemon.
Yeah. No, the only setback that I've seen was actually today. So yesterday, when you're listening to this, they did they're supposed to do a legendary raid, you know, legendary hour where all the bunch of raids happen. And they delayed it for some reason. We don't know why, but basically in New Zealand, the raid didn't happen. And then they tweeted out, like, oh, yeah, sorry about that, guys. Technical difficulties.
I'm going to blame, is in New Zealand, you said?
Yeah, it's New Zealand, but I think they suspended it for everybody. It's a little bit unclear because they sent out some, like, automatically, like, pre-scheduled tweets, like, hey, guys, during the legendary raid today, remember to be respectful, which I think is mandated as part of like the class action settlement.
Yep, that's definitely probably the case because those are more recent posts we've gotten. Well, I was about to say we got a pause, and because in New Zealand, I was going to say, you know, it's like ring wraiths or something. Sauron's coming back, Hobbiton's on fire, and they're trying to rescue everyone. That's the only thing, so I'm not going to blame this one on Niantic. I'm going to blame it specifically on Sauron.
Yep. It's you know, unfortunately, the two towers are in contact once again, and all of Middle-earth is in danger. And that is the reason why we didn't have any legendary raids.
Well, there you go.
We all wait for the beacons of Gondor to be lit.
Yeah, we're just waiting. Barring that aside, before we got on our Lord of the Rings tangent, you actually had a really great segue to our next topic because the legendary, you know, raid, you know, Mewtwo is coming back to some raids and he's got a little new power that you seem rather excited about, Hoffer.
Well, you know, so Mewtwo is kind of like the last, what they refer to as a generalist in Pokemon Go. He's basically a Pokemon that can be used just about anywhere. But as, like, the power creep happens throughout this game, people, you know, there's now Pokemon that are more powerful than Mewtwo and can dish out more damage than Mewtwo. I mean, Mewtwo was always going to stay, like, in that, like, upper echelon, but, you know, when... like Mega Rayquaza comes around, whenever that is, like, you know, he's not going to hold a candle to that until they announced that they'd be adding Psystrike to the game. So Psystrike is Mewtwo's kind of signature move. And originally it had like some really like crappy stats and they like update it. So basically like now Psystrike moves really fast. And so the golden stat, damage per second, that like basically all Pokemon are judged by, for Mewtwo bounced way up, like I think into the 20s, very close to it. And so it's going to stay like the most powerful psychic type Pokemon in the game and one of the most powerful Pokemon in the game, period. But you can only get the Psystrike Mewtwo from raids this week. You cannot go and use a charge HM. Switch over your existing Mewtwo's. So you only have a few more days to get it because it'll go away next Monday.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend. I mean, I'm someone who, you know, when I first caught my like raid Mewtwo's, like when they were first kind of rolling out, first like, oh, this is gonna be so great, and they were great for a while, and I've just noticed like, oh, he's kind of been struggling as of late, so he's definitely not on my roster of, like, when I'm doing, like, legit raids or anything like that, or God forbid, like, an EX raid. Like, I'm not going to pull Mewtwo out with me, but I really want one of these Mewtwos, so I'm really going to need Sauron to chill so they can, like, stop delaying these raids. I also have to find time in my life to, like, go out because, like, a lot of my friends who I was doing raids with as of late are either not in town right now or they've moved recently. That's always the worst thing about playing Pogo is when your group, like, goes to the four corners of the wind. It's like, oh, come back.
They, like, I don't really have anybody to raid with either. And, like, the problem is, like, there is a really good raid spot that's not too far from where I live. Like, I moved not too long ago. And, you know, one of the big parks here in the city is within walking distance of me. But the issue is, it's like, do I really want to go down there and be, like, that weirdo who's just walking around the park all by myself? And, you know, I could bring my kid with me, which would make it a little bit less pathetic. But even he's like, after like 30 or 40 minutes, he's like, Dad, what are we doing here?
I don't want to be here anymore.
Like, let's go to the playground instead. Stop being lame. And it's like, John, you're four. You shouldn't even know what those words are. And he's like, but I do, and I'm judging you.
That's pretty harsh. Yeah, there's not only is our office building here at comicbook.com a gym, so we get raids frequently. There's also a park across from where I live, and like I used to never go because it's like very much a kid park, and so now I'm gonna have to break that and I'm gonna have to bring my boyfriend with me just so I could be like, we're just a couple going on a cute casual date. But I'm only strictly playing Pokemon, so we'll see how that goes.
Phones, not each other, the perfect idea for a date.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, I tried to get my wife back into Pokemon Go not too long ago, and, like, I managed to get her out of the house for, like, one of the events. It was the Clamperl, like, mini event, and she, like, participated about it. She's like, okay, this is fine. This is kind of okay, but, like, you know, she was also just kind of like, after an hour, I think she's like, I'm done. Like, yeah. How can you do this for more than, like, an hour? I was like, dedication, I guess.
Dedication and determination to be the very best like no one ever was.
Exactly.
So to our next topic, we have some Pokemon merchandise to talk about, which I know Hoffer is he has feelings about these figures. Some new Funkos have been announced, Funko Pop figures, and Pikachu's getting a new one. We've already gotten one before. It was a Target exclusive, and it was like...
He's got
like the big one that you can get.
Yeah.
Like the strict Funko Pop figures, not like the fancy lines of like A Day with Pikachu or stuff like
yeah,
that. Like the strict Funkos. He's getting another one. And Hoffer, yep. The only difference is that he's waving. So yes. I'm sure you're going to buy like six of these.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have all of this Pokemon merchandise behind me, and just look at all the Funkos.
I almost can't even see you right now because of the sheer amount of Funkos. For you listening at home, there are no Funkos. Just to confirm.
I don't even have a Bulbasaur, you know, Funko. That's how much I like dislike the Funkos.
That's a true test of strength.
Yeah. So, like, you know, just to give some context. But this one, I hear from what I've seen on the internet, that the waving Pikachu will not be exclusive to Target, so that this one should be easier for people to get, because apparently that was a problem last time. Was that because it was exclusive to Target, not everyone has access to a Target. They would perennially sell out online. So apparently it made it a little bit difficult to obtain. But now that won't be a problem, because you can get your waving Pikachu. I do like the fact that it's not just like standing around. I think that's like...
Yeah.
70% of my issue with a lot of the Funkos is that, you know, frankly, they all look just too static for me. You know, they've got their dumb face, and then they're just, like, standing. And they look all identical, other than the fact that they're wearing different clothes, and they have different hairstyles. But really, it's just, like, you know, lifeless dolls that are just basically look almost identical. So at least this one's, like, doing something static. And I know they've changed. Like, the Funko, like, whenever I bring this up, I get yelled at by Matt and Nick, both of whom are, like, Funko aficionados. And they're like, no, that's how it used to be. They've changed. It's like, you know, like, I get it. Some people like those. And I do not judge you if you like Funkos. Everyone needs, like, some hobbies. And, like, I cannot judge. Because, once again, I have lots of collectible hobbies. You know, so this is good if you like Funkos.
It makes it accessible for people who want Pokemon merchandise, who necessarily can't go to a Pokemon Center online or in person and blow, like, $50 on a collectible, like, FX figure. And I say this as someone who is an avid Funko collector. I am very much not ashamed of it. I have, like, 80-something Funkos displayed in my house right now. There's so many. But I don't have any of the Pokemon ones. I agree. There's something about them that, like, wicks me out. But... The waving one I do like, because he's, like, a little bit motion. There's, like, some motion to it, so.
It doesn't look quite as lifeless. And, you know, like I said, the Funkos that I have come closest to skating on are those more dynamic ones where, like, you know, there's, like, a good, like, Captain Marvel figure where she's, like, standing and she's got, like, her fist up and she's, like, floating off the ground.
Yes, I have that
that one actually looks cool. If I didn't already have my preconceptions of the Funkos from before that, that would be something I would probably like. It's nothing against people who buy the Funkos. I have no, like, I get it. Like, they're cool collectibles. I like the fact that they make them for, like, literally everything. I just feel like I wish they captured a little bit more of various pop culture-y things that they show. I just don't want, like, you know, when I, like, think of Naruto, I don't think of Naruto, like, making a blank face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see him, like, grinning and, you know.
Arms back, ready to go.
Yeah, arms back.
Like, if there just straight Naruto running. All right, and to get to our final topic of Pokemon news, Pokemon Masters, a game that Jim has before said he's completely given up on. I don't think I ever even got really started on it, to be fair. I've just had, every time I've gone to pick it up, I go, because it's right next to Pogo on my phone. So, like, I'm like, Pokemon Masters, Pokemon Go. It just happens every time. But we have a new synced pair, I believe, to add to your roster. So do you want to walk us through that, Hoffer?
Yeah, it's Lyra and Chikorita. Lyra was the central character of Pokemon Crystal and Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. So that's your female, the female character. Or no, not for Pokemon Crystal, just for Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I forget who is it for Gold and Silver, but it was a different one. But she's got Chikorita. This is a very much a defensive pairing. So she can protect with Light Screen. And if you evolve away into Meganium, the big move that they learn is boosted by the number of like buffs that's on Meganium.
Oh.
So, you know, that's a pretty good like in-game thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, my issue with Pokemon Masters is I've kind of already run out of things to do. I'm not a person who grinds for the sake of grinding. So I've already like reached like where they've run out of story in the game, and like all the training events are really lame. Like it's just like, oh, do these three battles and you'll get extra XP. And it's like, okay, cool. What do I use these for? What do I use the extra XP for? And they're like, well, we can't. We really don't have a good answer for that.
We're like, not okay, there yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Well, maybe Masters will give us some more story updates, maybe bring in some Team Rocket or something to get us interested. But when we come back from this break, we are going to be talking about the biggest Pokemon news. I am so excited to talk about this.
Yeah.
After 22 years and more than 1,000 episodes, Ash Ketchum has become a Pokemon champion. Let's talk about it after the break.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, Hoffer.
It happened.
Ash Ketchum finally did it. Yep. He is a Pokemon champion.
He entered the Alola region as a boy, and he left it as a boy with the trophy.
As a boy, never a man. He's still like 10 years old, but he, after 22 years, it is mind-blowing. I also feel so old. But after 22 years, he has finally won a regional Pokemon League. Like, I know, as someone who's kept up with the Pokemon anime, I've been painfully aware of that fact. But it was so funny when this news came out. Like, this over the last weekend, Pokemon Sun and Moon, for those who aren't aware, was the final match. Ash won. He won the league. He's got the trophy.
It was great.
It's happened. It was an emotional moment. But there were so many people online who were like, he hadn't done that yet. Like people who had stopped watching. They were shocked.
I was actually kind of surprised how big of a deal it was on the internet.
It was insane.
Like, you know, like, I mean, we knew... Me and you knew it was going to happen because the Pokemon Company leaked it beforehand.
Yeah.
They released the trailer for the episode, and it clearly shows Ash holding, like, the victory trophy. And so, like, we're like, oh, yeah. So, cool. And then, like, it happened. And, like, you know, the news started to spread, and it went viral.
Yeah.
Like, it legitimately, like, ESPN was posting about it.
There are, like, clips of, like a bunch. Like, I have that, like, written on my notes. Like, ESPN, CNN. Like, so many of these actual news, like, worldwide organizations, BBC. They were, like, They were covering it. My favorite thing is they weren't covering it like pop culture entertainment news. They were covering it legitimately like sports news. Like,
yeah, it was crazy. Well, my favorite thing was like after 22 years, you know, 10-year-old Ash Ketchum has won.
Yeah. And they're like, this is like the part. I said, there's that one tweet that's gone super viral. And it's like after he has like 22 years of experience being only 10 years old. And that makes him like the perfect job applicant for like companies these days. I was like, oh, man. But yeah, he's won. I mean, for me. I got like, again, and we've talked about this in previous episodes. If you've not, you know, caught up with this podcast, the biggest singular issue I have with the Pokemon anime isn't its animation. It's not its story. It's not anything about that. It's the fact that I can't watch it simultaneously in the U.S. when the anime industry clearly has that capability. So I'd wake up and watch like a YouTube stream of someone in Japan watching this episode so I could see what happened. And I got like legitimately weepy, like watching him, because like he was so happy like when he was doing this match. And then when he won, Ash was like, wait, did I seriously just win?
Yeah, I know. He was absolutely shocked by it. And it was great. Like, you know, like the whole thing, you know, and, you know, people were like, well, he's a Pokemon master now. And it's like, it's not even that. Now we get to see him go up against his mentor in the Alola region, who doesn't actually realize as his mentor because he goes by the Masked Royals. Like, you know, for those not following the Pokemon anime this season, you know, one of my favorite parts about the Pokemon anime is he finally has, like, a father figure. Like, you know, so he's been living with the Pokemon professor of the Alola region, Professor Kukui. And Professor Kukui lives a double life in which he's also the Masked Royal, who is like this like famous Pokemon trainer that wrestles, who battles wearing a lucha mask. And so his reward is that he gets to go up against the Masked Royal, which he's already done like three times and lost.
Yeah. He's just like,
you know, that's going to be his big loss for the season because, you know, you can't have Ash leave a region without, like, you know, getting his butt kicked.
Yeah, he's going to lose this next match.
Absolutely. But they can't take the trophy away from him. He's finally accomplished, you know, something that has plagued him. And, like, I got into an argument with one of our editors, Roland, and Roland was like, oh, Christian, why? You know, we need to write an article about how this isn't his first real Pokemon League one. I'm like, but it is. He's like, but what about the Orange Islands? I'm like, they don't count.
Orange Islands, Battle Frontier, like, stop bringing them up.
Like, the Battle Frontier was closer. At least that, like, involved actual Pokemon battles. There was just no tournament at the end of it.
Yeah, it wasn't quite there.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely his biggest win to date. Because, you know, Ash and his, like, core four Pokemon, you know, because that was Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charizard, went and beat up a bunch of legendary Pokemon.
Yeah. Pikachu has beat so many legendary and mythical Pokemon at this point. Like, Ash's Pikachu is, it's just the strongest Pokemon in the world. Like, honestly, you know, like, it just is.
He's got, you know, there was the meme where it's like, yeah, this is the third one that he's beaten. I will say, so he beat Regice in the Battle Frontier finale. He got to Latios in a draw. They knocked each other out. So, you know, that was in his battle against Tobias, which was one of the biggest effing jokes I've ever seen.
Yes.
So, you know, that was like to the point where like Ash actually had like all these like great Pokemon. And he was bringing them in, so he brings them into the Sinnoh League. So he was, like, rotating in, like, all of his freaking powerhouse Pokemon. He's like, okay, I'm going to use Charizard. I'm going to use Sceptile. Like, I'm going to use literally my best of the best Pokemon, and we're going to go and do this thing. And so then he goes up against a guy with the Darkrai. And it's like, what even is that? And so his big accomplishment in that, you know, league was he was the first person to actually beat Darkrai in the tournament, like, ever. Like, Darkrai was, like, 100-0, and it took, like, five of his Pokemon to defeat Darkrai. Like, it literally took, like, all of his strongest Pokemon just to, like, you know, do it, which was, like, an accomplishment, you know. But after that, like, nonsense. I was so ticked off by that one. I remember, it's like, he's never going to win. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, started to regress because he wasn't bringing in any of his, like, older Pokemon.
And, you know, X, Y, he dealt with a bunch of bullshit. There's my one. You know, I get one curse per episode.
Gotcha. Understand.
You know, that one, I still get really...
Well, it's been interesting, like, hearing people talking about this win, because so many people have, you know, that anger, that feeling and attachment of, like, missing out with Pokemon X and Y, that a lot of people were surprisingly angry that Ash won Sun and Moon. Like, they were like, really? You're going to have him win on this series? Which, for those who aren't caught up with the anime... The animation and the storytelling of this series, in my opinion, makes it, like, the best of the Pokemon anime. But there are a lot of, like, anime fans or Pokemon fans or just fans in general who take issue with how the series look. So they were quite upset that Ash won here rather than in a more traditional anime, Pokemon anime, like X and Y or, you know, Black and White or something, which... I don't agree with.
I think the issue that some people had was that so the Alola League in the anime matches that of the games, in which this is like the inaugural tournament. This is brand new. They've never done something like this before.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I think that the fact that it doesn't have the prestige of like these more established Pokemon leagues, but also I think that people just see the animation, see like the more slapsticky style. They just assume that somehow Sun and Moon is less legitimate than the other Pokemon anime. But you have to remember, in this freaking anime, you know, not only did Ash raise a legendary Pokemon from a baby.
Yep.
He's raised, you know, he's gotten, he evolved into, because he evolved in this, right? I can't remember. But, you know, he had an old, he had an Ultra Beast for a while, and then he used freaking Melmetal.
So I know.
Had a
He won legendary. The tournament with my metal son.
Yeah. I mean, like Ash was clearly the strongest trainer in this league. Like, you know, we should all be grateful for the fact that this was probably the anime that showed, like, how far Ash has come.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, that's the thing. He was like, you know, like, oh, look at this lost legendary Pokemon. I shall raise it as my own. And, no one was like, maybe we should let someone else do it. Like, the Pokemon were like, yes, I accept this. Like, this one is my master.
I mean, if I had the choice, if I was a Pokemon, I would absolutely want to be with Ash. But you bring up a great point. Because now, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, he's won. He's done. He could retire at the great old age of 10. But, I mean, you know, the voice actress for Ash in Japan, Rika Matsumoto, I mean, she said that he still has a lot left to do, that his journey to becoming a master isn't necessitated or, you know, fulfilled by becoming a champion. So the big question is for anime fans and just Pokemon lovers in general is, what is Ash going to do now?
I know what he's going to do now.
What do you think he's going to do now?
So now he's a master of Pokemon. Now it's time for him to become a master of life. He's got this girl who is absolutely head over heels for him, who has, like, you know, shifted her entire, like, life's goals, you know, in order, you know, inspired by him directly, you know, gave him his first mechanical kiss.
Mm.
It's time for Ash to meet back up with Serena and give that relationship a try. Bring Serena back. God damn it. Bring her back.
All right. So we have Hoffer. He wants Ash to now begin exploring love. I honestly don't really know. Like, so for those who have listened to our episodes previously of this podcast, in 2020, a new Pokemon anime has already been confirmed. It will visit multiple regions. They specifically have said Galar, Kanto, and Johto. It'll feature all the starters, like, from all the different regions. The big question, though, has been, you know, what's Ash's role going to be in it? And that became a really big topic of discussion after he won the Alola League. So, like, what I really want to see is him, like, have to, like, go back now that he's been, like, a champion. Now he has to go back to each region and, like, fight those champions again. Like, to begin that, like, conversation of, like, what does it take to become a master now? Most radically, though, I want this next anime to age him up. I want there to be a time skip.
Suddenly and him be like 15. Ash.
I know. I don't even necessarily want him to be like an adult. Like, I'll take it if he's 13. 15 would be optimal. But like, I just want to see a little bit older, because then we could see older, you know, Brock and Misty when he goes to visit his, you know, original region. Like, we could see Serena again, you know, an older Serena. At that point, it would be a little less creepy to see their love story. They're just like a little bit older, Hoffer. So
that is, you know, I was making a bunch of jokes about this on the internet over the weekend. Like, someone was like, aren't they like 11? And you're talking about them like getting together. I'm like, listen, this is a freaking anime. That happens all the time.
It does.
I'm not saying, like, you know, sexualize them. I'm just saying give them a love story. That's all I want. Actually, you know what I would like to see happen next on the Pokemon anime?
What?
I want Ash and his mother to finally go, where the hell has dad been all this time?
That, too. What if his dad is, like, the ultimate Pokemon master who's been hidden this whole time? And to become the Pokemon master, Ash must defeat his father.
That would be great. Like, actually, Giovanni is your father.
Oh, right? Please, no. That would be the worst. I feel so bad for him. Oh, that would break my heart. Well, we will find out when this 2020 Pokemon anime comes out. I mean, we still have, like, more than a month left of this, like 1 to 3 more months left of Sun and Moon before this new Pokemon anime is going to come out. So we still got a lot more to do in Alola, I guess, or to set up what this next anime will be about. Just don't take away his trophy. That's all I ask.
Nope.
He's got to keep it.
I made the joke, like, in the, you know, in the Sun and Moon, the game, you have to be 11 years old to start your island trials and stuff like that. So, you know, all of this is going to get invalidated because Ash, you know, because Ash is still 10.
That's heartbreaking. Maybe Alola is like Korea in the same way that you're like a year older there, like, and then you are in like the rest of the world. That's what I'm going to believe. So, well, that is our anime news. We hope Ash either gets in a relationship or grows older this next anime season. We will see. But now we have come to the long-awaited part of this episode. Hoffer, it's time for the Poke Fact of the Week. Hit me with
it. So let's talk about Farfetch'd. So, you know, we had a pretty big Farfetch'd news this week. But here's the question. Farfetch'd is generally thought to be a rare Pokemon. In the original Pokemon games, you actually couldn't catch a Farfetch'd. You had to trade for it, and, you know, generally speaking, he's been about that rare, you know, where you can only get a Farfetch'd every once in a while, like, you know, only, like, one location, or you have to trade for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a canonical reason for that. What is it?
There's silence because I was trying to think of like a pun to go with Farfetch'd, but I'm not that clever today. So I'm assuming since this is a Poke Fact of the Week, it's a horrifying answer. So please explain.
Terrifying. In the Pokemon anime, when Ash first encounters a Farfetch'd, the Pokedex pops up and goes, "Oh, Farfetch'd! Boy, that Pokemon's rare because we like to eat them and we season it with his little leek sword." That's right. People hunt Farfetch'd. They cook them, and then they use his beloved leek, cut it up, and then season fried Farfetch'd with it.
That's horrifying. Wait. So does this mean that Sirfetch'd and Pokemon Sword is used in the curry that it's talked about?
Probably.
Oh, no. Oh, this is the worst. I can't.
I know. It's terrible.
He could make so much curry. He's 257 pounds.
This curry, you could feed an entire city with one Sirfetch'd curry. Well, and Sirfetch'd, like, retires from battle when his leek lance breaks or withers. Do you think that he just, like, goes and, like, nobly sacrifices himself? Like, my battle career is over, and just, like, walks to the curry pot and jumps in?
I'm just so upset right now. that poor bird. Stop eating Farfetch'd. Also, stop using Farfetch'd, like, one earthly possession, his leek. to eat him with. That's such like an the insult.
Worst part about it. It's like, it's just the latest season. It's like, oh, you know, this farfetch would sure taste good with the thing that it carries around with it. Like, what horrible people are in the Pokemon universe. No wonder there's no adults here.
Again, like, as we say, you peel back Pokemon just like a centimeter. It falls apart. It becomes the most horrifying dystopia you could imagine.
I know. It's
terrible. Oh my gosh. Well,
ta-da! Pokemon Facts of the Week.
That's okay. So basically, all I can assume is like once you get to a certain point in Pokemon, Pokemon Sword, like you've beaten the game, you do some accomplishment involving Sirfetch'd, and you're going to unlock a special curry recipe. Oh, and it won't come out and directly say it's Sirfetch'd, but you're going to be like, Sirfetch'd certainly had lots to do with this curry, or like it's going to do something like that. Yeah, it's not going to come out and directly say it, but we will all know. You will know. I will know. The world will know that Sirfetch'd has been put into that curry. Well, now I'm horrified. Thank you yet again, Hoffer, for another terrifying, honestly terrifying, PokeFact of the Week.
Yeah.
Do you feel proud of yourself?
I am. I'm very proud of myself. I'm always proud of these things.
Good. Well, it's definitely a favorite. That's really all the news we have for today. A lot of anime news to look forward to. Sword and Shield. We're getting closer. How many days is it now?
7 days less than the last time I said it.
Look at that math. Look at that math coming.
Yeah,
coming,
I know.
Coming in from Hoffer.
I'm a banker.
Well, I mean, it's coming out in November, so we still have a little bit of time left. I'm still, you know, wanting to see more. This was a really great Pokemon reveal for Sirfetch'd. It definitely checked all of our boxes of, like, wanting to know more about the Galar region. So, would love to see some more. Still waiting to see the Sobble evolutions. So,
Those will probably come next month in October.
All right. We're taking bets on it soon because I'm desperate. I'm desperate for an update. But if you have liked what you've heard today, me and Hoffer's ranting are strict anti-Geodude stance on all things Pokemon. We have tons of podcast episodes that you can listen to. This is episode 21. We've been doing this for 21 weeks. We have them available to listen to on iTunes, on Spotify. You can listen to them via Alexa if you just ask your lovely companion to play comicbook.com's podcast. A Wild Podcast has appeared. You can find us wherever. And if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, occasionally we will read your review here. If it's 5 stars and 5 stars only, we will send you a very sweet t-shirt. A t-shirt which even Hoffer hasn't gotten yet.
I know, it's awful.
The day he gets his shirt, we're just going to have a special episode to talk about
it. The title will be, like, you know, Christian gets a shirt.
Christian gets the shirt. Jim sent out a huge round of shirts, you know, a week or two ago. So a lot of those readers and listeners are starting to get their shirts. If you're wanting to keep up with all things Pokemon in between our new episodes, me and Hoffer write about Pokemon all the time. It's literally Hoffer's job.
It's
literally his job title. So
I am a paid Pokemonologist.
There you go.
It's on my business card. I am a Pokemon journalist.
Well, there you go. And it's me doing anime, editor, and managing. I write about anything involving Ash Ketchum. So there's that. Yeah. If you would like to talk with us more about Pokemon, we are on Twitter. Look at that. You can find me at MeganPetersCB on Twitter to talk about Vaporeon or your hatred for Geodude.
Yes, and I can be found at C Hoffer CBUS to talk about all things Bulbasaur and my hatred of Geodude.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this week. Please pay attention, subscribe, and look for our next podcast episodes. Jim will be back before long, so you could expect revenge for all the Geodude hate. But until then, this has been us signing off for comicbook.com. Bye.